First, joining us now on the ticket hotline to discuss the fourth quarter collapse of his team last night at MetLife Stadium is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Jerry?
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning to you.
You doing okay?
Not too good. What a disappointing day for the Cowboy fans.
Yeah, it looked like you had that one won last night.
Yesterday was our 9/11.
Well, it was for everybody.
That's right, it was. It was, indeed. And I'm calling you guys from on top of a rickety stool with a noose around my neck.
Don't do it.
No, don't do that.
I swear to you, if we don't win this next game, I'm joining David Carradine in asphyxiation hell.
Oh, my gosh.
You had 15 games left. There were some good signs last night. Just hang in there.
Well, I'm pissed at just about everyone. I'm pissed at both my main coaches, Jason Garrett and Rob Ryan, or as I call them, Red Ball and Butterball. And I think maybe Rob Ryan might have been able to call some better defense in that fourth quarter if he wasn't so tired from unloading all the fog hats, amps, and speakers off that tour truck earlier in the day.
He really does look like a roadie, doesn't he?
Yeah, can I get a coordinator that doesn't look like a roadie with a dietary death wish? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I guess you're not too happy with your quarterback either.
No, quarterback. That's not just quarterback. I'm mad at Dez Bryant. Mm-hmm. Because he has about as much stamina as a 15-year-old boy in a whorehouse. And, of course, as you mentioned, I'm especially mad at Tony Homo.
Oh, gosh. Come on, don't call him that.
It's not that funny.
In that fourth quarter, did you see that performance?
Yes.
Got fumbles and interceptions and all that.
Well, one of each.
Tell you, Romo melted down quicker than a Japanese nuclear power plant.
Oh, my God.
Well, you are upset this morning.
I am. I'm pissed. And that's very candid. I'm very candid about that. Problem is, Romo is fool's gold. You know, he looks great most of the time, but he's worthless when it counts.
Come on, don't just categorize him. You still got a chance with him.
Well, I really thought that getting married would help Tony's focus, but it didn't. And I don't know whether he was mentally planning his next middle school sing-along or thinking about Candace's magic mommy parts that last interception there. But I paid him $9 million a year to focus on football all four quarters, and he's not doing that.
Yeah. Well, you've got a big investment in him. I guess you got to hang with him.
That's right. That's right. And I guess I can't really complain about his focus when I had my own focus issues at that game. I was really, it was hard for me to focus with that Toby Keith sitting in my suite last night. That dude smells like a bucket of old catfish.
You can't control who's in your suite?
No, I can't. They just let these people in there, and I have nothing to do with it. Like I just don't have any scene control or something. Mm-hmm. And the whole time he was sitting next to me, he was humming the theme to BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, that would be distracting.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to win this next game, and I'm going to make a pledge to the Cowboy P1s. Mm-hmm. That we will win this next game, and if we don't, I'll have my old face taken off a Shar-Pei puppy's ass and grafted back onto my face. Good morning.
Wow. That's a promise. Okay,
that's almost having Cowboys lose be worth it.
Yeah. All right, there he goes, fake Jerry. Morning after a game.